One is only too aware of how a change of leadership in politics or any institution can cause a major overhaul in the way that things are run. In Purcell's short life, he experienced this each time that there was a change of monarch, and in his case, there were three such changes: Charles II, James II, and finally William and Mary. The biggest change was when William and Mary came to the throne, as William was a strict Calvinist who disliked the rituals and ceremony of the English court. He made this clear from the start with a pared-down coronation. Shortly after this, William ordered the Lord Chamberlain to cut the size of the royal music by a third to just 24 musicians. Purcell lost his job as harpsichordist, though he remained a member of the Chapel Royal and a keeper of the royal instruments. Fortunately for Purcell, there was work outside the court, and he wrote for the music of the theatres of London. This coincided with an economic boom, and in London there was a large public willing and able to pay for music that previously had been the preserve of the court. Purcell still had the opportunity to compose for court, as, thankfully, Queen Mary had a taste for music, and Purcell composed regular birthday odes for her, six in all. These odes brought musical splendour back into a court in which the musical establishment was a shade of its former self. The fifth birthday ode in 1693, Celebrate This Festival, was composed for Queen Mary's 31st birthday. This ode includes Crown the Altar, where Purcell uses one of his favourite musical devices, a repeated ground bass, underpinning an elaborate solo vocal line. If you're in Cape Town, you'll have the chance to hear this work on Saturday, performed by guest artist countertenor Clint van der Linde with the Lutz Song Consort and the Cape Town Baroque Orchestra. They've put together a fascinating programme, Queens and Kings, tracing the role of the countertenor in early music and its revival. Here is Crown the Altar, sung by Yestin Davis, with the King's Consort, conducted by Robert King.
Crown the altar, deck the shrine. Crown the altar, deck the shrine. Deck the shrine. Behold.
Yestin Davis and the King's Consort performed Purcell's Crown the Altar. This is one of the works featuring in the concert Queens and Kings this Saturday, 15th of February, at 7 o'clock at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. More details can be found on the Cape Town Baroque Orchestra website.